This is KUT.
We're just over a week away from the start of the new school year in Central Texas. So that means that technically... but time is winding down. So how about we make this week's lesson from KUT's summer school focus on learning a game that you can play to wind down the summer. The game of washers. The setup is simple. Get two pipes, 3 inches in diameter, and then sink them into the ground about 20 feet apart. Then find 4 2-1/4-inch washers, grab a buddy, and go.
Yeah.
Oh, ringer.
Ringer.
Woo! I'm Tip Giles. I'm a retired Austin Independent School educator, and I learned the game of washers in 1976, my first year of teaching in Fredericksburg, Texas, and I've been playing ever since. It's a game that I think all Texans should either be playing or learn how to play. And it's a lifetime sport. You can do it all of your life, and little kids can play, elderly people can play. So I think everybody needs to learn how to play.
My name is Mark Weber, and I'm at TIP in 1980, and I've been pitching washers since 1980. So whatever, 35 years? Only one person can score, and the scoring system is a basic 1-2-3. Closest to the hole is 1 point. If the washer's leaning over the hole but not in, it's 2 points. If the washer is in the hole, then it's 3 points. Games are usually to 21 points. And we usually do play bust, meaning if you're sitting at 20 points and you were to throw a leaner or a ringer scoring 2 or 3 points, that would put you over 21 points, so you would go back to either 1 or 2 points.
Now I'm getting ready to toss my first washers, and what I'm going to do is, right now there's no points, so I'm going to pretty much just throw at the hole and see if I can get close. All right, we have 4 washers thrown here. Mark has closest to the hole. He's about 1 inch from the hole, so he is awarded 1 point orange.
Tip is better by far. If I beat him, it's a lucky occasion. If he beats me, it's routine.
He's being way too kind.
No.
Get up. Oh. Go. Oh!
Is that in?
That went right over the hole.
Oh, I see it.
Commentary, I believe, is also essential in this game. You really need to know what's going on, and you got to talk to the washers. It's like golf. Go. Oh.
If you're playing to win, you're probably not playing for the correct reason. You're pitching washers because you're out here having fun and you're enjoying the company of the people that you're with. Somewhat competitive, but to win, no, I'd say that's not the object of the game. Well, washers is a one-handed game in that you know, you pitch with your right hand, you pitch with your left. But it's also sort of implied in the game that you need a liquid counterbalance there. So a 12-ounce or a 16-ounce liquid counterbalance, which sort of improves your aim and helps you maintain your accuracy, is also a necessary part of the game. I do believe we've got our second leaner in a row.
All right. Since we're only playing to 11, Mark and I are going to bring the bust factor into this game. Okay. I'm at 10. Mark is at 7. I'm going to throw 1 washer. If that washer is either a leaner or a ringer, I'm going to bust, as we say, and I'm going to end up going back to 1 or 2, depending on that throw. If I throw one closest to the hole and it doesn't go in, I'm going to leave it just like that, and Mark will have to beat it.
Oh, you know what? I think you just beat me.
That will work. I'm awarded 1 point. I got inside the hole. I'm at about 8 o'clock on the hole, 1 inch away. 1 point white, game 11, winner.
Good game.
Good game. And as you can see, after the game, everybody's still happy. Nobody's angry at one another.
Actually, the truth is I'm going to kick his ass in a minute. We'll forego that.
That's Tip Giles and Mark Weber playing a good old-fashioned game of washers, recorded and produced by KUT's Ben Philpott.